The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Harp Menders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Harp Menders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We've had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He is healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals go to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and so delighted and honored today to have as my guest Wes Lane, who is well known in the Oklahoma City area. He has been our district attorney, and right now he is serving as the head coach for an event coming up in April, Bill Glass Weekend of Champions, and he's going to share with us about that today. Wes, what can you tell us about the Weekend of Champions?
Well, hey, first of all, thanks for having us, or having me, I guess, and because this is really an exciting event. You know, what essentially this is, of course, a prison ministry. I first got involved in this as by way of background in 2004 when I was district attorney, and I had a dear friend named George Renix, who just kept hounding me to get involved with this because, as you know, Carol, the Bible's pretty darn explicit about having to do something with prisoners. And so, in fact, in Matthew, Jesus talks about that, you know, if you visit prisoners, you visited me, essentially. And so, so what this is, the first time I took part in a Bill Glass Weekend of Champions, it was an extraordinary event. Bill Glass was a NFL All-Pro defensive end for the Cleveland Browns back in the late 50s, early 60s. He was encouraged by Billy Graham, as Bill would throughout his pro football career. In the off season, he would go tour with Billy Graham and do the evangelism weekends and all that. And and Graham encouraged him. Says, "Listen, once your football career is over, you need to start your own evangelism ministry and build on that because you do such a great job." And so, 35 years ago, Bill Glass embarked on his prison ministry. He just had a real calling for that. But what was really unique about his concept was the thought to it wasn't just going into prisons and going into cells and things like that. He put on a show. It was and continues to be a remarkable event. 35 years ago, in fact, this is the 35th anniversary. He started off. He brought in Roger Staubach of who was then the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and all of these a whole variety of other NFL greats and other music celebrities, and they would go out into the prison yard, they'd put on a show. And so, what got these prisoners to come out of their jail cells or their prison cells was the presence of these these celebrities. And during that same time, or during the process of that, somebody would give a message about Christ. And so what they have seen over the years is that just a phenomenal number of inmates accept Christ during these meetings. In fact, in Oklahoma, 2 years ago, the over 2,000 inmates in Oklahoma alone were saved at one of these. And so over the years, Carol, I believe that, I guess, even just last year, Bill Glass's operation, which is the largest evangelical prison ministry headquartered in the United States, they went into 487 prisons nationwide and internationally, and took over, over 4,000 volunteers.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. That's such a. There's so, unless you have a friend, a family member, or someone that's been in prison, I mean, that's just a whole different world to you. But mm-hmm. when you have someone that's been through the system, or is in the system, you become aware of the need, the numbers, all of the ramifications of that. And it's the only thing that keeps people from going back is getting saved and living for Christ when they get out.
Well, you know, I one thing I in 21 years as a prosecutor, it became very clear that, you know, anytime anybody gets involved in a life of crime and all that, that the only way that they stop doing that, they have to have a change of heart.
Exactly.
They have to have a change of heart. And, you know, in fact, I think the recidivism numbers, and of course, recidivism, for those who don't know it, that's the, that is the concept of, you know, when you get out of prison, are you going to reoffend? And so recidivism rates are the rates at which people who got out of prison reoffend. And so if you, let's say, had 100% recidivism, that means that everybody getting out of prison would then commit a crime and go back to prison. Well, sadly enough, it's not that far off the truth. I think the recidivism rates are around 68%. So somebody getting out of prison, there are about 68% of the people that will get out of prison will reoffend and go back to prison. So certainly my experience as a prosecutor is that most of the folks that are committing crimes out there are the people that are engaged in the lifestyle. That is their That's their way of life. For whatever reason, whether they're just committed to that life, or whether they're involved in drugs and that's what they're doing, they're pawning stuff, whatever, to get their habit filled and all that. Well, the marvelous piece of information that we know is that if individuals that make a life-changing commitment to Christ, that recidivism rate once they get out. Drops by over half.
Yes.
But what's really important, and this is such an important piece to this, is that what we find is that the best results aren't just from them having a one-time experience of accepting Christ, because we as humans, I mean, you know, unless we kind of get in with a fellowship, I mean, who are we hanging with? I mean,
right.
who are we hanging out with? Are we being held accountable by anybody? Are we with people that love us? Or are we hanging out with our old crew? People that accept Christ in prison, then get out, but then are part of an ongoing fellowship with a church or being properly mentored in one way or another, you know, the recidivism rate drops to 10%. Which is huge, going from 68%, almost 70%, down to 10%.
Right.
So, I mean, it speaks for itself.
Right.
So that's a great reason why people, why these ministries like this are so important to support, because, even if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, even if you have no religious interest in all but are just a citizen of a community, you should be interested in the success of organizations like Bill Glass,
yes,
because they are increasing your level of public safety.
Right. Now, do they do more than just go into the prisons? Do they have anything of helping people when they come out, or is that other ministries?
You know, in effect, one of the things that they're really good about is that the Bill Glass Ministry people is that, yes, there are a number of ongoing ministries, if you will. So it's not just a flash in the pan kind of thing. In fact, what they typically do is that in Oklahoma this time, coming up in April, we'll talk more about the specific event, but we will actually we expect to see over 400 Oklahomans to volunteer and to go into these prisons, but we'll already be locking into individuals who are already regularly going into prisons and doing ministry. So what I would expect what we typically see is we then hook there are ongoing relationships that will be fostered from the weekend, from the big weekend in which we come into these prisons and do the evangelistic work. But then there will be ongoing relationships and ongoing ministries that will be seeking to continue to mentor these new believers and get them involved in Bible studies and interaction with people on the outside, that when they get out of prison, they will not hopefully fall through the cracks.
Right. Well, we have ministered in prisons, and ourselves, Liz and I went into several. We have had a family member in prison, and so we're very well aware of the situation with people coming out. Now HeartMenders is networking with groups that do help with people coming out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly how our niche is going to be in that, but my son is one of the things that we're doing is we've built a website on our Hope for the Hopeless branch. That's part of what we do. Listing what ministry has what available and who they serve and what their capacity is, so that people can be directed quickly to where they need to be.
So, if someone is interested in prison ministry, they can they can actually get locked. They could go to your website,
right? The Hope for the Hopeless website has a web page in there that lists. We have about 24 right now in building. Well, we're going to a break now. This is Carol Gordon in West Lane. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTLK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Wes Lane. So glad to have you, Wes.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And I believe in your program, the Weekend of Champions, it's coming up in April.
Right.
You have something sooner, which is a kickoff breakfast. And you want to tell us about that?
Absolutely. And just as you said, you know, the big Weekend of Champions, in which hundreds of people are going to converge on a number of prisons in the greater in central Oklahoma. That weekend is April 3 through 5, so that's the first weekend in April. But we have the big kickoff breakfast this coming Wednesday, March 12th. It's called the Breakfast of Champions. And what we've got is, I mean, Bill Glass is going to be coming up from their headquarters in Dallas. We're going to have some great guest speakers. In fact, our primary guest speaker is a fellow by the name of Josh Davis, who is a three-time gold medal winner at the Olympic Games. In fact, he made history in 1996 as being the only man in any sport from any nation at the Atlantic Olympic Games to win three gold medals, and then returned 4 years later at Sydney and won. He was the captain of the swim team. He won a couple of silver medals at that. So he is a great speaker. I mean, everybody that we've talked to just said he's just awesome. And Keith Davis, who's a former National Football League player with the New York Giants, he's going to be up here as well. He's going to be talking about a program that we're also going to be doing, which is not a prison ministry, but it's a high school ministry called Champions for Today, because on Friday the 4th, we're going to be going into three Oklahoma high schools and be presenting a program on character, and it's just a very exciting. I mean, Keith Davis is like he could wrap this metal prison bars around your neck. He is so incredible. He does these show. Part of his show is he does these amazing feats of strength. But here's the deal: what we're looking for are two things. We're looking for individuals who would be interested in participating in this weekend, the big weekend of champions. And there are different ways you can do that. One way you can do that is you can actually be somebody to go into the prisons. I'm going to be doing that. I've done that. Listen, I did that as district attorney. And if I wasn't at risk, and I was running into people who recognized me and were coming up in the prison yard and say, "Aren't you Wes Lane?" You know, I say, "Hey," you know, and it was a little weird. I will confess. I'll share the details, But let me tell you something. The proof's in the pudding. I did it 2 years later in 2006. I'm going back in 2008. It was a marvelous experience. And if I made it out alive, you can too. So, but we need people who would be interested in going into that. We'll actually be providing training. You're going to be going in with a group. You're not going in by yourself. You'll be well-trained. You'll know exactly how to present the gospel. It is very simple. If you've never done it before, it is a great icebreaker for individuals to learn how to do this. The evening of Thursday, April 3rd, we'll actually all get together. There'll be a two-hour training on it. You will know precisely what to do. But you need to register. You've got to register by March 12th. And the reason why is because the Department of Corrections has got to be able to make sure you're not somebody who's got currently a warrant out, or not somebody that looking to bust out somebody on the inside. I mean, they need to do their due diligence. But here's how you register. You can do this online. And you go to the website, BillGlassCFL.org. That's Bill Glass, BillGlass, CFL. Now, CFL stands for Champions for Life. So BillGlassCFL.org. And you can register on that. It'll lead you through the process. You punch in a login number and a password and all that. It will get you registered, and you can then participate. But you've got to do it by March 12th. So they'll have time. That's the date the Department of Corrections has said. Now, we're also looking for people. If you don't want to go into the prisons, we're still looking for people who might be willing to help us out in a couple of ways. You might be willing to participate in our hospitality crew. We've got a lot of opportunities to serve. We're looking for drivers. There's just a wide variety. And how you can do that is call 447 447- 447-2977. That's 447-2977. We're looking for people to serve. But we'd also like to invite you to come to the Breakfast of Champions at 7 o'clock at the Petroleum Club, downtown Oklahoma City, this Wednesday, March 12th, from 7 to 8:30. That's the big Breakfast of Champions. You'll be inspired. You will enjoy this greatly. And call that same number. If you'd like to come, RSVP at 447-2977. 447-2977. I will see you there. I'll be there at the breakfast. I'll be there for the weekend. And let me tell you, you will not regret participating in this.
That is wonderful that people in the community can participate and that you've given them all that information. That is just wonderful. And Heartmenders is 100% behind you. We are just wanting to help all phases of reaching out to people that need to be made whole. And one of the reasons people are in prison is because of the brokenness of their lives and our culture.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we are about helping people be whole. One of our emphases is on healthy marriage and wholeness in marriage. And this month, Heartmenders is offering our CDs on communication, sex, and finances, which help you recognize the specific issues that cause problems and how to deal with them. We'll add our book on marriage as a gift and make these available for $35 by mail. Call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673, and we take Visa and MasterCard. You may also give a tax-deductible donation. Heartmenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners join us in our passion to help heal a broken world. Also, you may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. And also we have a website, www.heartmenders.org, which you can do all those kinds of things on that also. Praise the Lord. Wes, I am just really thrilled that the community is doing this, opening up to this, that this has happened before. I didn't know it, and a lot of times people just don't know about
things. They just don't.
That's why we're having you on this morning, so people will know about it.
Yes, I'm grateful.
Yes, so because there is such a need. There are lives that have been wasted, and they have an opportunity in prison to say, oh, this isn't working. I got to get my life together, and the gospel is the way that that happens. The good news that Jesus loves them anyway, no matter what they've done, he's paid the price, and they can walk out free, and they can even be free in prison because they get free
well
in
said.
Their heart.
Well said.
And so the Lord has a way, and he wants closure for that part of their life so that they can go on. Our culture doesn't help much with that sometimes when they come out.
No.
But we got people working on that part too. So, but I just believe that the Lord wants to heal every wounded heart. And that's what I'm about.
That would seem to be what he's about. So
yes.
You sound like you're in sync.
Right, right. Well, before we close it, and Wes is going to be with us again next week, I want to pray for our audience. Lord, I just thank you for the people that are listening today, that you're going to touch their hearts. Your instructions were to visit those in prison and to reach out to those who have needs in all areas. And Father, I just thank you that you're placing in the hearts of people the urgency to get involved in reaching out to those in prison and those coming out of prison, whatever way you're calling them to work in the kingdom, so that the gospel of Jesus Christ can reach in, the light of the glory can reach into their darkness and bring them to a place where they're walking in the light with you. And Father, we just thank you that there are countless people in prison that are called to minister around the world. We don't even know what all their gifts and callings are, but you know, and that we have our part in reaching out to them and bringing them to a place where they can fulfill the call of God on their lives. And Father, we just thank you for that opportunity. We give you praise. We give you worship. We just thank you so much for your goodness for us, to all of us, and your mercies for every one of us, no matter what we are walking through. when we walk through, we have earned authority to reach out and bring help to a hurting world. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's certainly been wonderful to hear more about this, and we'll hear more about the Weekend of Champions next week.
Thank you very much for being with me.
And thank all of you for being with us this morning on News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm Carol Gordon, and I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next week. A blessing on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.